you know, obviously out of control and in chaos, you're going to expose yourself to retribution by the society. Don't discipline your kids in public. I repeat, don't discipline your kids in public. Find a private way to do that. Be respectful and courteous to people and property. Control parking on neighborhood streets. Don't take advantage of those things. Be respectful in every way. Make sure you are never persecuted for foolishness' sake. Make sure you're never persecuted for anger's sake. Make sure you're never persecuted for pride's sake. So how do we respond to persecution? Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Don't rise up in anger. Forgive those who rise up and spitefully use and persecute you. And finally, bless those who rise up and spitefully use you and persecute you, that you might be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Rejoice, rejoice that you are counted worthy to suffer for his sake. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Be encouraged, be strengthened, prepare the way of the Lord in your lives. Don't think your kids will be prepared if you don't prepare them. Don't think that you're doing them a favor by not preparing them to stand alone, to have a purpose firm, and to make it known. They won't be strong in the day of battle. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Can I also urge you to make sure that you get a copy of The Secret of the Lord? Get one for all your relatives and friends. If you really care for them, you're going to want them to have this message, The Secret of the Lord. $20, Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Pray for those in authority that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. Pray for the candidates for our country. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion. It's illusion that's going to determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Charlotte Isabey, who worked in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, has an entirely different impression of what happened during that time as the average American would, but that, after all, the average American really doesn't understand what's going on in the world today. They remember the Ronald Reagan who stood up and criticized, of course, Jimmy Carter, because he had 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, and he was obviously carrying out the directives of the invisible government that had wrecked our nation. But when Ronald Reagan got in, he not only had 260 or 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, he even invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to come to the White House for dinner, which Jimmy Carter never did. And, of course, you can read about that in David Rockefeller's memoirs, but this is not the sort of thing that the average American is supposed to know. You see, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king, and we have our ideas, and they are who we are, but many times those ideas are not accurate. Charlotte has certainly been on the front lines of the battle to point out what's been happening in education for many years. She's written a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and she's shortened the book and put it into a true book form, at which we will be carrying the deliberate dumbing down of America and how America's been used to destroy the ability of our people to think and reason. And good evening, Charlotte. How are you doing? Oh, let's see. We got to press that button. There we are. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. Are you there?
We are here, right.
Okay. I did have a nap before I came on board with you this evening.
Well, I appreciate that, because we want you as sharp as we can be. We got people all over the world waiting for your words of wisdom. You go right ahead.
Okay, well, I appreciated your fellow there asking me, I don't think they usually do that, asking me what the title was of my talk tonight, and I had to think pretty quickly, and I thought, well, I guess the title was The International School Choice Trap. And that's basically what we're looking at, and I'm afraid that so many of our good people who are so concerned, hardly the word, just devastated by the public school, are being sucked into something even worse, through charter schools and school choice, are being sucked into the very totalitarian socialist, communist, fascist workforce training agenda for the global economy. They're being sucked into that. They don't understand that school choice is a vehicle to control your child's education, actually not just K-12, but lifelong. And it starts out, of course, looking pretty benign, with charter schools being set up for, you know, very sensible, in a way, I think, purposes like arts education, which is very, very important, and music and, you know, academics and all these things that sound pretty nice. And individualized education, they use that word, that sounds great. They really care about my child, and they're going to, you know, they're not going to just throw him into a pile of other students and let him swim on his own. They don't understand that the terminology, the semantic deception that is going on here.
Hold that thought, Charlotte. Now, Charlotte is talking about the deception that when we talk about charter schools and of course, improved education and getting away from.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Well, this is like the same thing. They use the same thing in the Soviet Union, by the way. Charter schools are international.
Now, what am I, Charlotte? Who appoints them?
Let me go back first and tell you how they're set up. The school is set up, it has a charter with either the local district, school district, or with the state. It can be done either way. And often it is a business. I have a very interesting example.
All right, but Charlotte, who appoints the leaders of the schools?
Well, nobody. They just set themselves up like corporations.
But somebody has to appoint them. I mean, somebody.
Not really. They get approval from the state to form a different type of public education, and they get approval at the state level or at the local level. A local school board can approve a corporation setting up a school, and that will be run with your tax money. But the local school board will vote to approve the establishment of the charter school, or the state can do the same thing. Now, there's a court case in Georgia right now. The court down there ruled against charter schools because of this, because the elected officials had no say in setting up the charter school. I suggest that people do a lot of research on this. Basically, what it comes down to is that your tax money, when you write a check to your local municipality to pay your taxes, whether it's property tax, whatever, which is usually about 60% of your tax money is going to an entity over which you have no say.
Well, but you don't have to put your child in that charter school.
Well, Well, no, that doesn't make any difference. It's still your money.
I realize that, but then because my money goes into public schools, and I don't have any children in the schools, but basically the parent still has the choice between either a charter school or a public school.
Wait a minute. Now, the most important here, let's quote Secretary Bennett, for instance. He has what you call a charter school that is a computerized one, virtual, right?
Right.
And he was asked, homeschoolers are very smart. These homeschoolers that were going to become part, you know, use his charter school at home on the computer, they asked him, they said, what test are we going to use? And he said, well, we have to use the federal test. And they said, oh? And he said, oh, yes, because it's federally funded. So they have to take the same test, which is a national assessment. The national assessment, we've been fighting it for many years, like ever since the beginning. Carnegie funded it, right? It's 60% politically correct.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm talking about the education itself. What are the, where are the...
Well, did you hear?
Yes.
Dr. Stan, look, if you have to take the federal test, that means you have to gear your curriculum to the test.
Okay, fine. That's fine. But and basically, I think that is wrong. But as far as the education...
So the charter schools are even worse than the public schools because they are totally federal. They're federally controlled first.
Wait a minute. Now, the charter schools are all federally controlled? Are they all federally funded? Okay. Okay, then it's basically because they're following a federal curriculum. Is that right?
They have to.
Okay, fine. So they have the charter. That's what's wrong with a charter school is it follows the federal curriculum, and it is established by independent groups with the authorization from the state or local school board. Is that right?
Most often they're corporations. So
right.
Now we're getting into the school to work agenda. They're corporations that want to train the children for specific jobs. And whatever they are in your community or wherever, they'll start out looking pretty innocent. But the whole concept actually came out of the Aspen Institute years ago in the 60s, I think. The superintendent of schools in San Francisco, Alioto, he received a paper from a Dr. Pierce with the Aspen Institute, which was the first paper related to what would ultimately become charter schools. And it called for really getting rid of the elected officials running the operation. Now, let's just say people don't really care about whether they're elected officials or not. I'm sure they have to understand, and this is what I'm trying so hard to get people to understand, is our representative form of government is devolving here. It's disappearing. And if we accept the concept that it's okay to spend the largest amount of money, tax money, which I do believe goes into education after defense. If we Americans say, oh, this is okay for this money to be spent by unelected boards, people, we have there's no accountability there to the taxpayer. That's taxation without representation. If we accept it with education, what's to keep us from saying, oh, well, you know, they're doing it in education with charter schools, so why can't we do it with our local selectmen? Why do we have to elect officials to the state legislature? Hey, what about Washington? We can let the whole system go down the tubes into the council form of government that is required by regionalism. And regionalism is communism. This scares me to death.
All right, fine. So basically, Charlotte, that what you prefer is the locally elected school board. Is that right?
I prefer it. Exactly what we have had ever since I can remember. I was an elected school board member.
Of course, but the trouble is, and certainly I'm not defending charter schools at all, but what I'm saying is that our locally effective schools are not affected either because elected officials there.
Saying?
We have an elected school board. We have an educational establishment that doesn't listen to the school board, that manipulates the school board, that they will bring in professional administrators who will patronize the people who are on the school board. But there are small cliques in almost every community that put their people onto those elected school boards and then deliberately dumb down our children. And what you're suggesting is that Many people believe that charter schools are a means around that. It doesn't work. And really the only way your child's going to get a decent education, in my estimation today, is homeschooling. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. But the homeschoolers have got to realize they cannot accept computer-assisted instruction, even if it's not through Bennett's Virtual Academy, even if it's not a charter school. Then we move from my terrible concern with charter schools being used for a school-to-work agenda, which is the Soviet system, because we're putting in the Soviet system. I mean, it's absolutely, I'm sorry to say, we have been doing it ever since, really, long before Reagan, but Reagan institutionalized it when he signed those agreements. We're putting in this system. And as I said in the last interview, when, you know, William Foster, the head of the Communist Party, he in his book, Toward a Soviet America, written in the 30s, I think, he calls everything he called for. There's nothing that he called for that has not been implemented, Dr. Stan. He called for the Skinner method, Pavlov, etc. He called for getting rid of religion in the schools. He called for an international curriculum. He called for every single thing that is being implemented in our schools right now, and the workforce training agenda, which is a Soviet polytech system. Now, that has been implemented. It's through our schools now. We're not going to have any grades anymore. No kindergarten through 12th grade. Everything is going to be individualized education because of the computers. And the child will be taken through, the values destruction is going to be unbelievable because the computer can change values. I've got all my research on that, not from me, it's from the people who developed the computer. It's all in my book saying how the computer can change your child's values. Everything, a lot of the schools already, Arizona about 4 years ago said it was going bookless, going to have computers. Now, the agreement that Reagan signed with Gorbachev and the Carnegie Corporation signed with the Soviet Academy of Science in 1985, that called for this kind of education. And this is the agreement that I tried to expose, that the neoconservatives, all of these people, Bush and Bennett and the whole crowd, all the Council for National Policy people that we talked about, they boycotted this information that I tried to get out to the American people. It was boycotted. My little book, Back to Basic, that little book is very important, very, very short, 39-page book. It's on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, as a PDF. People can go there, read that little book, and I was just appalled that the conservatives would not get that book out, because it explained every single thing that is happening right now. And it warned the American people.
Now, who wrote the book?
I did.
Okay, this is the little short book that you wrote called
Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum. And I said on the bottom, a little asterisk, in 1985 this is, I said, necessary for United States participation in a one-world socialist government planned for the early years of the 21st century.
All right, because basically the communists, or really the communists, they're really the elitists who created communism and fascism and who have financed it from its very inception. These people want to change the educational system because they want to keep our children from understanding the importance of being an individual. They want them to believe in these collectivist concepts. They want to accept the fact that government can make a better society rather than freedom creating a better society. They want people to believe that government has to be there. After all, if the government didn't help people, who would help people? Rather than, of course, embrace the system we had traditionally embraced, we're looking after the poor and the injured. It was done at the local level, first of all with the family and then with the church. And then suddenly we had techniques locally to take care of those people who needed medical care. But they had to destroy all of that because they wanted to centralize power. It's really all about power.
Yep.
Power over the lives of the people. They've destroyed the wonderful practice of medicine. And now, of course, they're going to start killing people. All right, go right ahead.
Okay, so I think I hope that people understand that the school choice agenda, there's nothing new. They had to make education so deplorable.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Going to do well. Of course, the problem with the education as a whole, it's designed to dumb down our children. They do not teach them sound mathematics. They teach them the new math. They don't teach them how to read by phonics. They teach them the look-see method that they know most children will not do well, and they won't be able to spell, and they won't be able to be grammatically correct, and they won't be able to sound out words. And if they don't have the fundamentals of education, they cannot survive well. And this has been intentionally done. They want to deliberately dumb down our children. They don't want them to be able to think. They certainly do not want them to understand the history of America, to understand what freedom is all about. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to God's law. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And then we wonder why, of course, our kids into all sorts of illicit sex and crime and violence. And where, of course, before it used to be, you know, throwing spitballs was the crime. And now it's rape and murder and all sorts of things. And the incidents of violence in our schools and the gangs and all of these things are just, in many respects, in many communities, out of control because the educational system has failed, and it failed because it was designed to fail. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Charlotte has been at the front lines of this battle ever since the 1980s. When she was a high official in the Reagan Education Department and realized, of course, that the Reagan, President Reagan had signed a contract with the Soviet Union to have the same type of education in both America and certainly in Russia. And it's all about workforce. It's about doing away with values. What were the similarities of the major thrust of this this agreement between America and the Soviet Union, Charlotte?
Well, the two systems, the similarities now, if you could go back really to Foster, you know, William Foster, the chairman of the Communist Party USA, I mentioned him earlier, and he was buried in the Kremlin. That tells you how much he was liked by the communists. And the system is, it's based on evolution, a tremendous emphasis on evolution. Children being trained for the planned economy, which is the Soviet system, or it's Cuban, or Korean, or whatever. Individualized education, as I said earlier, no more grades, really. No competition, zero competition. No religion, totally out the window. Internationalism. And this is the agenda, and it's gone in. And I think in terms of Norman Dodd and heading up the Rees Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations in 1953, and I think of Bella Dodd as well, you know, who was a part of the communist apparatus in education, who was investigated by the U.S. Congress. I think of these, of course, Bella Dodd was a communist, but I'll deal with Norman Dodd first. Norman Dodd, a wonderful man, and most of your listeners are familiar with the story where he was the head of the committee to investigate the tax-exempt foundations and how they were spending money, especially in education, to change America to be a socialist communist country. And during the investigation, he was called to New York City. And the reason this statement is not in the record itself of the congressional hearings, which is at my son's website, they can go and read those hearings at AmericanDeception.com. But the reason that this particular comment is there is because it was off the record in New York City at the president of the Ford Foundation's office. And Rowan Gaither basically told Mr. Dodd that, the reason that the foundations were developing this new curriculum and this anti-American curriculum in all of the schools and helping with the development of it, Carnegie, Ford, etc., was they were just carrying out instructions from the White House. And those instructions evidently had been coming to them ever since World War II.
And it was to so alter life in America that one day the Soviet Union could be peacefully merged with the United States.
That's
now,
right.
Basically, that is an incredible story.
And it happened.
Well, I know it happened. In fact, in 1980, I went back and we actually interviewed Norman Dodd. It's taken me 32 years now to get together the material, and it'll be coming out. It's now at the producer, and you'll see that interview on film where I was certainly the first one I know of to interview Norman Dodd. And we call it The Dangerous Deception. And you will actually see him describing his interview with Norman Gaither and the plan to destroy America. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Like to really think about Ronald Reagan. I mean, certainly inviting the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. Ronald Reagan, of course, signing a contract with the Soviets to have exactly the same sort of educational system there. And you have to understand who was running the White House when Ronald Reagan was there. The person who was running the White House was a woman named Joan Quigley. And Joan Quigley was an astrologer. And if you read Reagan, it's Reagan's memoirs, not Ronald Reagan, he was the White House Chief of Staff. And in his memoirs, he talks about how disturbed he was by the fact that there was this astrologer who was running things during the Reagan administration, and how upset he was at Nancy Reagan because of her involvement with the occult. Now, everybody sort of smiled at this and, a little aberrant. You need to read Joan Quigley's book. It's entitled What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley, Quigley. And she will tell you that whenever Nancy came back from a visit with a favorite astrologer, Joan Quigley, why the president would ask, what did Joan say? And because basically, Joan gave the directions for running the White House. Until you understand there are these forces working behind the scenes that no one will ever talk about. And certainly, Charlotte made the point during the break that she had written a treatise on what was going on, pointing out how they were intentionally destroying education. and no conservative organization in the United States would publish it. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they have infiltrated almost every conservative organization, almost every liberal organization. They permeated our churches. Peter Drucker, a person who reorganized our industrial base, our corporate base, reorganized government, then set out to reorganize Christianity. Have you noticed how they've changed the music of our churches? Have you noticed how they've changed the very essence of the message of Christianity? And of course, we have a God. He's only a God of love. He loves everybody. There's no fear of God. There's no punishment for sin. Everybody's going to be forgiven. Everybody's going to get to heaven in one way or another. But very subtly, they've changed what they teach in our churches. They know what they're doing, and unfortunately, they've infiltrated the seminaries so that the churches are not defending our way of life, and most ministers are frankly afraid to speak out about what's going on. Some of them, of course, are planted. I've actually talked to people who are planted within the ministry to be used as change agents. Most of them, however, just go along and get along, because if you are a minister and you speak out, why, there'll be people planted in your church to get rid of you. And I've seen this happen several times myself, but where ministers have come under tremendous pressure because they've told the truth. And we have a book, certainly on Masonry, and it goes into the background stories of four ministers who lost their churches because they had the courage to speak out and try to tell people what was going on, but they lost ultimately. Well, certainly, we've got Paul calling from Galveston, Texas. Paul, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I was listening to find this very interesting, and my question was, had she ever listened to Norman Dodd with the Reese Committee going way back long before this?
Oh, yeah, she knew Norman Dodd, as did I, but go ahead.
No, I was just discussing that. Maybe you came in late.
I must have. I had turned my radio off and had called in. I must have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Absolutely. Good for you. I mean, that is the vital part of the whole mess. And I knew Norman Dodd, and actually the hearings, the transcript of the hearings, I bought the last copy that was available, and my son, who's very good with computers, he put it up on his website, which is AmericanDeception.com.
That must have been where I read it.
You and out there can go and read every single one of those 3,000 pages of the transcript of the investigation, the tax-exempt foundations. So, yes, it's a shocker. Occasionally, I'll sit down with the actual book, not the website edition of it, but and look at it in the morning. I'll have my coffee and I'll go in and I will read, like Edward R. Murrow, the investigation of him, the questioning of Murrow, Edward R. Murrow, who we're told, you know, was a wonderful American patriotic journalist during World War II. He was a communist. I believe he was one of the educator. He was not an educator, but a journalist. He went over to Moscow to the Lenin School, and they were studying exactly what they wanted to bring back to America to destroy our country. So, yeah, your call is very good, and it brings up the most important, I think, and I think Dr. Stan probably feels the same way. Of course it's the most important element. I mean, Norman Dodd was told that the whole purpose was to merge the United States and the Soviet Union, which, of course, it's what we're looking at under international socialism now.
Now, basically, of course, Paul, there the statements made by Norman Dodd, and you can actually hear them live if you get our four tape set entitled "The Secret Government," and we there have the tape of my interview. Now, we actually have put this onto a DVD. It will be available, I'm hoping, within 3 to 4 weeks. It's called "The Dangerous Deception." But Norman Dodd was the director of research for the Reese Committee that back in 1953 and 54 investigated the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, and found they were all financing communism and socialism in America and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for our nation. And then as a result of those hearings, why, of course, a book was written called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Everything was done to suppress that book. I certainly had the opportunity, given the opportunity, to republish it in about 1992. And we've kept the book in print for 20 years. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Now, basically, of course, those were the only sources of information on, of course, the great tax-exempt foundations, other than the transcript of the 3,000 or more pages of the hearings of the Reese Committee. That they were actually owned by Mr. Robert Goldsboro. In fact, basically, of course, they were passed out for nothing after the committee hearings, but only a few of them, Robert Goldsboro had one. I talked to Robert Goldsboro. I don't know if he's still living, but I know.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But basically, he told me he had this copy, and I was very envious of him, because it was the only copy I knew was in existence. He personally told me that a man came to him and said, Mr. Goldsboro, we understand you have a copy of the hearings of the Reese Committee. And he said, yes. And the man said, I'd like to purchase it from you. And Robert said, well, it's really not for sale, but what were you offering me? And the man said, any sum you name.
Yep.
Any sum you name. Well, certainly what they wanted to do was destroy it. And this is what really happens, Paul. They destroy information. They control the media. So you're never going to get the truth. Well, fortunately, Mr. Goldsboro eventually sold, and I suspect for a good sum of money, but to Charlotte, the copies of that committee report. All the rest had been destroyed. You couldn't, the only copy I ever saw was back at the Library of Congress, and I did make a copy of it there. But Charlotte had the only copy of it, and she has actually put it up on the internet so you can actually read the complete 3,000 pages if you want to. But go right ahead.
I was really glad. Bob Goldsboro is a wonderful man, and he sold it to me. It was very reasonable. I mean, he sold it for $3,000, which is nothing. It's a dollar a page, and I was willing to do that. At the time it was a bit much, but I don't blame him. I mean, if I were going to sell it, I'd sell it for that too. And but I know that he was offered a lot more, and I have great highest regard for him. In fact, it's important we mention this right now. Your listeners, if they go to my website, that's deliberatedumbingdown.com, they can click on a link there that is a new article that I wrote. Not really an article; it's a transcript of an interview that Alex Jones did with me here at my house on the river in Maine. And the transcript is called America's Road to Ruin. And it's really very interesting. When I did the interview, these great gals out there, there are a lot of them out there, but one in particular, Deborah Niwa, an artist and graphics and brilliant researcher, she and Shay Simonton in the state of Washington said, we want Charlotte. That's got to be transcribed, the interview. So they did it. And it's a beautiful job. And all you have to do is go to my website and click on that link there right on the home page. And you'll see this interview. Now, the reason interview. The reason I find it so important is I took Bob Goldsboro's book, Lines of Credit, Ropes of Bondage, which deals with Norman Dodd, and it deals with the whole banking system and everything else, and the agreements with the Soviets, it deals with what Norman Dodd was told by Gaither, and exactly what happened in the hearings, the shocking evidence. That book is, it's pretty much the devastating quotes are in that interview that I did with Alex Jones, guys. It's a very interesting 16-pager PDF that you can download. You can send it to your friends. This interview that I did, it's called America's Road to Ruin. And it also covers my whole experience from the time I got out of school. When I was in the Foreign Service, the different countries I was in, what I saw with communism, when I met my husband in Belgium, it covers Katanga, the UN, it covers everything. My school board experience, but especially of interest, I'm so happy, is that the information about Goldsboro's book, Lines of Credit, Ropes of Bondage, is in there. You can now, someone else did this, you can download the book, Lines of Credit, Ropes of Bondage. I did not do that. I did not put it on the internet because Bob Goldsboro had asked me not to. And then I had always avoided getting into this subject publicly because it is loaded, folks. I'll tell you, if you want to read a book that's loaded, that's a book that's loaded. So I avoided letting people know where I got the information. And then we found it. The book was on the internet. Some marvelous American did not know that Goldsboro didn't want it out there. And put it up on the internet. So you can go and read that extraordinary book, Lines of Credit, Ropes of Bondage. Just type it in Google. It'll pop up. Download it. It's not that long. You know, you could print it out. But what I want you to do, these two things, go to my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and you'll see on the homepage.
AmericaDumbingDown.com.
America's Road to Ruin, Charlotte's new article or something it's called. Click on that. You've got that. And then go, again, Google Lines of Credit, Ropes of Bondage. And this is the history of what happened.
Okay, now let's see. Paul, did you have anything else you wanted to ask or say?
No, I just wanted to say it was very interesting, and, you know, that I had read this. You know, I don't know how many other people did, but it took me probably a week of reading this transcript because, you know, when I see something, I have to research it to see if they're telling the truth. And Norman Dodd was telling the truth.
Basically, they can't let the American people understand that this whole struggle between communism and capitalism is a fraud.
Yeah.
We funded these wicked people. I'm talking about Rockefeller. I'm talking about Sidney Carnegie. I'm talking about Ford. I'm talking about Mellon. I'm talking about J.P. Morgan. They funded communism. Why? Because you needed an enemy to focus people's attention overseas as they introduce these concepts of collectivism into America. But what everybody has missed is that behind all of these men is the occult. They were all involved in the occult. Henry Ford was into theosophy. He was into spiritualism. Sidney J.P. Morgan was into astrology. You get into the background of the Rockefellers there. All into the occult, as are the Rothschilds as well. Behind all of this, there's another force, and Chris, these are the people then who are pushing the idea that it's the Zionists who are behind everything, and it's a Zionist conspiracy. Why? To draw your attention away from what they are doing.
Right.
But they're working today to consolidate power as we move towards the one world government, the one world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and then, of course, the imposition of a new religion and a new world leader. That's what it's about, Paul, in a nutshell. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, since there's all these listeners out here, the only thing I can encourage is when somebody listens to you, get a paper and pencil out and a tablet and write down what you say in here and research it, because you bring some very good stuff up, Dr. Stan, and you have some very good gifts.
God bless, and thanks very much. Appreciate that. Well, we got a couple of more minutes. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, I think it's very important that your listeners, please be sure to get the latest version of my book. It's a beauty. It's short. Dr. Stan's going to have it hopefully tomorrow. You can pass it out to your friends, teachers, et cetera. You can also go to my website, and you'll see how it can be ordered separately from me. And you will also, that article that I mentioned, the transcript of the Alex Jones interview, is so terribly important. I mean, it's 18 pages. I think it's worth, I'm going to copy it and go and take it to the printer and get this out to people, because it's just loaded with very, very important information. A lot of this is extremely depressing, I know, for everybody, all of you that have to listen to us. But don't forget, don't get too discouraged, because If it weren't for people like Dr. Stan and a lot of the people that I've been talking about, Robert Morris, who passed away 7 or 8 years ago, Norman Dodd, Maureen Heaton, the great Maureen Heaton. If you want to read a wonderful book, it's called, just type in Maureen Heaton at my son's website, The Impossible Dream. He has that on his website. This great woman in California who knew Ronald Reagan, who knew him when he was doing these terrible things as governor. And there's a lot of proof in there how he set up the group process, how to con the citizens into going along in unelected boards and all of this, the Delphi technique. And she knew that. And she exposed him way back long before he ran for office.
But the thing is,
saying is it weren't for these great Americans that came before us. Because sometimes I know all of us get discouraged. We think, let's just give up. Who cares, huh?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, we've got Maggie calling in for Maggie. Maggie, do you have a quick question or comment? We're almost out of time.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Was a high official. When she found out that the purpose of the Reagan administration was to betray the American people, all the while talking about patriotism and anti-communism and Mr. Gorbachev, tear down the wall. But it was all play acting. Ronald Reagan said everything I believe. I believe everything he said. Unfortunately, he didn't do it. In fact, he gave us the largest tax increase in history in 1986. He gave us the greatest budget deficits in all of history. Oh, well, we had to do that to keep up the military. You know, we had to have a powerful military. Ladies and gentlemen, all during that time, we were funding the communists throughout the world, just as today we're funding the communists in China. We're intensely transferring our jobs to China and our manufacturing. We let them discriminate against our products coming into their country, and we don't discriminate against theirs. So we have to understand that we have a trade deficit annually of over $500 billion. We're shipping our wealth overseas. It's part of the current program. It doesn't matter whether Democrats or Republicans. They're all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't want to put the money out or you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on videos. Scroll down. The first video there is me talking. If you can stand to watch me talk for 2 hours, you'll get the story. Oh, but let me suggest, if you can't afford it, you should certainly would want to get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'd want to hear the talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. It'll take you into the occult background of what's really going on today. And many of the remarks that will be made in presidential addresses that you will never understand. Most Americans have never even thought about the George Bush's remarks twice in his first inaugural address, about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. In fact, he even concluded with that remark, the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. That was the first inaugural address. What was George W. Bush, member of Skull and Bones, an occult Luciferian organization, a member of the Bohemian Grove, an occult organization, whose titular deity is the owl, whose titular deity is the owl, who they revere. We have their writings from the Bohemian Grove. Very, very few people understand it. If you want to know what the Bohemian Grove is really about, you need to get our four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove and get the DVD we have, Alex Jones' DVD on the Bohemian Grove. Vitally important. Alex actually risked his life to get that DVD, and don't think that they do not kill people. If you doubt that, we have a 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where you'll actually hear my interview with two CIA assassins, one of whom has disappeared shortly after our interview, and one of the interviews is with a man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. General George Patton was murdered because they couldn't allow him to come home and tell the American people that he could have won the war 6 months earlier, but he wasn't allowed to. I mean, he was ready, of course, to take his armored division and just go directly into Berlin. There was no resistance. They could have gone right into Berlin. But, of course, they cut his gasoline off. Cut off his gasoline supplies. They didn't want to end the war. They wanted to keep it going as long as they could, so as many people as possible would die. Why? So we would have such revulsion to war, would be willing, of course, to have this one world government. That was the purpose for World War One, a totally senseless war where 21 million people died and twice that many injured. But that was to lead to the League of Nations. When it failed, we had to have World War II. When World War II failed, we have to have World War III. It's being lined up today. Why do you think we're certainly lining up all the countries over in the Middle East and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the war that's coming? Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voice, let
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Constance Cumby, and it's midnight back in Detroit where Constance lives. And but she's kind enough to come on the air, because I know she feels a sense of urgency that I do. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and then we do a weekend program. But we feel, of course, this information is so vitally important that people really understand what is going on today. And so, basically, Constance was willing to come on here to talk about the occult influence in the unfolding of events. Basically, we hear a lot of talk about Occupy Wall Street, and of course we have all these idealistic young people, and most of them are idealistic, and most of them are very sincere. And most of them do point out the fact that we are the 99%, and there's a small clique that's running things. It's probably that we are the 99.9%. There's only a very, very small number of people on the other side. But they are well organized, and they have powerful spiritual forces behind them. And this is what nobody wants to talk to about other than Constance. And yet this is the common denominator. And of course, certainly nobody wants to talk about it, because our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, our Christian organizations, the media, the educational system, the religious seminars, both Catholic and Protestant, the Vatican Church, the Protestant Church, the hierarchy of the Jewish religion, have all been infiltrated by people dedicated to this idea of a one-world government. In fact, recently, the Pope came out and talked about the necessity of this one-world government, and you're beginning to unite the religions of the world. And Constance Cumby, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for the opportunity.
Well, I'm going to be quiet and just let you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you talked, the Occupy movement is big. In fact, if you're going to Google it, you can get 481 million results for Occupy Wall Street alone. But there's another movement, they call it Occupy the World or Occupy Together. And you Google that one, you get 807 million Google hits. And it's almost a billion Google hits on that. And it is a movement. I am convinced this is the New Age World Revolution, the one that they've been talking about for the last 35 years in progress. It was mapped out in the Club of Rome book, Goals for Humanity, I believe it was called, in 1977, and one Irvin Laszlo was the editor, and he at the time, I think he was also on the teaching staff of State University of New York, and I ordered the background papers. I had volume 2 of the background papers, which I was interested in, because Donald Keyes, a key man with Lucis Trust, was involved with him.
All right, but so many things point to this time now. I personally believe that a lot of this is engineered. This has been a date that's been set up a long time ago, but it's happening by accident. There are people who want it to happen now.
Well, this thing has been mapped out. It was mapped out in their books, in the Club of Rome's books in the 1970s, and they really thought they were going to pull it off in 1982. And now their new date of action is 2012, and the
Occupy
movement.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Constance Cumby, and Constance is simply talking about this vast network of occultists all across America who've been planning for a long time to change the structure of the world, she said, because they originally had planned to pull this off. Well, they planned to pull it off in the early 1920s and 30s with Krishnamurti, and when that didn't work, they planned on pulling it off in 1981-82. When that didn't work, well, they aligned the whole thing and rescheduled it to coincide with the Mayan calendar, at the end of the Mayan calendar, the quotations of Nostradamus, certainly the writings of many of the ancient Hebrew prophets several hundred years ago, but the time that the occultists, who really are the dominant force in the world today, have picked is the year 2012. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Okay, doctor, what I'm trying to tell you is that the Club of Rome documents back there 35 years ago, which were put together by Dr. Irvin Laszlo. Now, he is still a major person together with his friend Deepak Chopra, who I affectionately refer to as Deep Pit Cobra, basically feeding this thing. He was present then. He's made his occultism fully known in his autobiography, where he was a piano prodigy once upon a time, then known as a scientist, and he is still the person leading this thing. And what they're calling what's going on now, these Occupy movements, is they're calling it World Shift 2012. And they are fully in gear right now. I've heard of people that I respect doing some research on this have said that the Mayan prophecies that they're all pointing to really don't say the things were going to end on December 21st, 2012, that this was a date that was artificially cooked up by those who had the occult agenda, one of whom was Dr. Jose Arguelles, who was a professor in Colorado at one time, and he died of septicemic poisoning in Australia earlier this year. But they've created all the 2012 hoopla because that's when they intend to usher in their new age revolution. And they had called for revolutions on three different fronts. One on using religion, and that the churches were supposed to play their role on that. And we're seeing that happening. It was happening in the early 80s, and then they kind of got outed and had to put it on the back burner for a while. But it's happening again, and then they were going to use the banks and industry.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Constance is pointing out that Mr. Maslow, certainly back in the early 80s, was leading this effort, of course, to bring about the coming of the so-called New Age Messiah. At that time, didn't pan out. So what they have done is they basically redone the prophecies of the Mayan catalog, Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar doesn't say the world is going to end on December 21st, but what they're doing is these people who are orchestrating what's going on in the world have rewritten the prophecies and corresponding with Nostradamus and a lot of other things. They really are working with their vast network all across the world to bring some dramatic changes in the world at the end of the year 2012. It says Maslow and a number of other people. We're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people working throughout the world, this Occupy Wall Street, this Occupy the World movement, and Constance has pointed out this is worldwide. They're all, of course, working to have the culmination of their age-old plan this year, what's going to come about. I don't know. Only God knows the answer to that. But they have vast financial and educational and monetary forces behind them working to disrupt the structure of society. Go right ahead, Constance.
Okay. Now, Dr. Benjamin Kremlin, and we all remember him, he's the one who was the spokesman for the group who ran the worldwide newspaper ads back in 1982 saying the Christ is now here. And he's that very age now, and he's slowing down somewhat. In fact, he's slowed down a lot. But his disciples, such as Wayne Peterson, are out, and Bud Buddy Piper are out doing their work, but Dr. Irvin Laszlo is still extremely active, and he's been a major figure in what's happening right now. But what's important was that they had called for revolution, and the Club of Rome reports on three fronts, three and possibly four fronts. And they wanted to have the students, they wanted a global revolution, a mass global revolution. Well, now they have these new age cells set up in virtually every city in the world. There are thousands, there are cells all over the world, Moscow included. And they are pushing on this, and they're not letting this thing go because it's our world they would like to bring to an end. And sure, people, new agers such as Shirley MacLaine have been giddily calling it Carmageddon. Irvin Laszlo, in fact, he's just bold enough to go out there and post it. I'm looking right now at one he put up November 27th, 2011, Future of Our World. He said, we are living in a rare paradigm shift referred to as 2012 by the ancients and scientifically perceived to greatly alter evolution of consciousness awareness. But what they're telling now is that they can alter evolution with their actions. And so they've got this Occupy movement, and in fact they have online, Irvin Laszlo himself wants everybody to go over and visit WorOccupyCafe.org, and it has a prominent website that folks can just bring up, and the purpose of that, they say, is to serve and expand the Occupy movement and support the conversation, and then we have folks that are we have the Maurice Strongs of the world, and we have all the New Age regulars on this, and it is huge, and most people are sleeping through it. The New Agers know what's going on. They're very excited about it, just like they were excited about it in the early 80s when we outed them, and most Christians didn't pay attention to it, but a lot of folks are not paying attention to the Occupy movement or dismissing it as a bunch of kooks. And moreover, they don't realize how this thing is tying in with the global governance movement and with the big financial movements. And it looks like sometimes it's almost phony opposition. The people that are out there protesting want to see some reforms. I don't blame the kids for being unhappy about the tuition that they're asked to pay now, considering the price that the people that are organizing them into this went to school practically free compared to what these kids are being asked to pay. And so they're putting a lot of unhappy elements in society together and staging this revolution. When I signed on, somebody asked me about Javier Solana. And this is interesting because when Arab Spring, which is where they claim that this thing was starting, and the Tahrir Square demonstrations, and when the Mubarak government fell, Javier Solana made comments that tonight is the start of the realization of the dreams and hopes of millions of aspirants. And that was their first overt act, but they'd been organizing it for months using cell phones, Twitter, Facebook, other social media to organize flash mobs. And it had been in planning. It was far from spontaneous. It started in Tunisia and then Egypt and then Spain in May, and then September 17th was the kickoff in New York of Occupy Wall Street. And we've got all these disparate elements coming together, and basically what they're doing is they're trying to bring down the government everywhere. But then we have the counter movement of the governments everywhere organizing to fight these demonstrators. And basically what they want is chaos to bring down the system so that the global governance is necessary. And it really is going to be a very bad scene because these folks are determined and they want to make it happen. They fell on their faces before. If nothing happens by the end of 2012, they all look like monkeys and have to go back in their corner, so they're determined to try to make it happen during 2012.
But they have tremendous finances behind them. They have tremendous power within the media. They have tremendous power within what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're going to utilize all of this. They're going to certainly utilize the
conservative. They're using every bit of it.
Right.
And they're going to use both ends against the middle. and there's going to be winners and losers in their thing, and all revolutions eat their children. So they're going to be fighting, and then they're working like mad to make as much money off of the thing as they can. What's in progress too, like Sterling McLean, is you can become an agent of conscious evolution, ACE, by paying $400 and signing up for her online extension course on it.
But, of course, what they're doing, of course, is hamstringing local governments, so they're having to lay off police. And we've just seen the beginning of this.
And right, and then Oakland, we've seen violence in California on it. We saw the equivalent of a Kristallnacht in Oakland, California, and they vowed to shut down that port. And in Detroit, I saw what was taking place. Detroit was relatively peaceful compared to other places, but there's every day there's for fresh things. And they've got places, and Irvin Laszlo, Irvin Laszlo is not just anybody. He was a main strategist for the Club of Rome. Now, Benjamin Krem had bragged back when I was first watching him that there were an international group of scholars, industrialists, and financiers who had drawn up blueprints for how the world should be run after their new Christ had his day of declaration. And that description fit the Club of Rome exactly. And Irvin Laszlo, who did the papers for that and also organized the Club of Budapest to organize thought leaders and intellectuals, as well as financiers, industrialists, and scholars, he was out leading the band then. He's out leading the band now. And these folks mean business, and they are networked at very high levels. And yes, they have called called apparatus into play, but they've also called discontents into play. They've called everybody into play, and then they're organizing on the other side the folks with the great big money to fight this thing. And basically what the whole thing is bring down the system and set up tight new global governance.
And it seems incredible. I mean, how could this possibly happen? Basically, first they're having to release prisoners now, transfer prisoners from state prisons to local prisons, and then they're overcrowded, and more and more times why they're not able to actually incarcerate people because there's no room for them. And we're just seeing the very beginning of this whole thing. We're beginning to see the shutdown, the breakdown of the whole social welfare fabric of our societies. And believe me, if people aren't getting their food stamps, if they're not getting their disability payments, if they're not able to manipulate the system, people in increasing numbers, I fear, are going to be out in the streets demonstrating and demanding what they're entitled to, just like these young people are, with some degree of justification. Not understanding that in a truly free society where you're not entitled to anything, but they're seeing this increasing, the riots every day in Spain and in Greece and in Italy. We're not hearing about this, but the whole structure of Europe, Southern Europe, is beginning to break down, and I fear this is going to be spreading to the United States before long. What do you think?
Well, the whole call is for global governance and that the world is ungovernable. It's the same song and dance they were doing back in 1982, that problem's too big for any nation. And now they have created this crisis, and they have an old slogan, crisis equals opportunity. And so their opportunity is global governance out of the thing. And so what they're saying that this is their year and they're going to do it, but I've read some credible accounts that really this was a date artificially created by them because, frankly, a lot of the folks that we're looking at are getting, they were much younger in 1982 than they are 30 years older, and they're determined not to die without getting some semblance of the power they've been seeking.
Well, I tell her numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when you actually analyze this, it gives this whole Occupy movement an entirely different perspective. Yes, there are communists working within this. Yes, because certainly you'll find people like George Soros and Acorn working in this. But nobody's talking about the occult background behind everything going on with CFR and the Trilateral Commission, all founded in the occult. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you got a question, got a comment. Well, Constance, I think a lot of people...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The whole financial structure is coming down. You can't get out of debt by going further into debt. You can't spend your way out of debt. But this is what they're doing. 43 cents of every dollar the federal government spent has to be borrowed. They know this whole financial structure is coming down, but of course they're putting it off as long as they can, and there seems to be, and I think there definitely is, a timetable, and it may well be, as we've heard suggested from a number of reliable sources, it will be the end of the year 2012. Now, what will happen at that time? Oh, God only knows the answer to that, but we do know that these people on the other side are intent upon creating a crisis. I believe they're going to create wars. I believe they're going to create more revolutions. We've already seen of four revolutions that they've created. That would be, of course, Libya, Tunisia, Egypt. The revolution is taking place in Syria. They've already had the revolution in Turkey with the ousted the generals, the secular government there, and replaced it with a radical Muslim government. They've already succeeded in Lebanon of turning it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And everything is lining up in preparation for a massive war in that area. Certainly, China is having increasing difficulty financially. The whole infrastructure of the world is beginning to crumble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And should the leaders of both political parties here in the United States, neither political party wants to solve the problem. The Republicans want to cut taxes. The Democrats, of course, they want to increase spending and more social problems, more social programs, and neither one is the proper solution. We need dramatic cutback in government. We need to cut the taxes. I believe we should do away entirely with the corporate tax. At least that's the corporate tax for corporations in the United States. And we need a 35% or 50% corporate taxes for the American corporations that move overseas. Exactly the opposite is the case. We're doing everything we can to encourage the corporations to move overseas with zero American corporate tax if you move overseas at a 35% tax if you stay here. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. The people who control the media will never attend to that. Well, certainly a caller asked if the Illuminati could survive Vatican involvement. Is there any connection between what's going on in the Vatican and this move towards world government?
I'm sure the Vatican's been infiltrated like everything else. I just read an excellent piece, however. I was encouraged to read it by the Carrie Tekewitha Center, and it was basically dismantling. It was raised all kinds of objections to the Earth Charter and the globalization and the New Age movement, and I don't know how soon it was up there. Lee Penn, who I greatly respect, is looking it over, and we may be talking to the author of that ourselves, but certainly Malachi Martin, when he was living, had said that there were a lot of problems there and a lot of forces going back and forth, and we know that there's been infiltration. And where the Pope is on it, I don't know. I had thought he was standing firmly against it. There were some doubts raised on it, and then where he is on this right now, I'm not certain. There have been some concerns that he was succumbing to some of the pressures on this. On the other hand, some folks have said he's taken some strong measures against it, and what he's trying to fight is secularism. So I don't know. But I do know this much. You asked about New Age influences on this Occupy movement and the Aquarian conspiracy in general. In 1976, an organization was set up, the Tides Center, the Ted Tides Foundation in California. In fact, their offices are in the Presidio West, where Gorbachev had his offices for his Green Cross International, I believe. And they started funding New Age causes big time and have been for many years. And a lot of money flows to them and a lot of money flows out of it. And it was set up by one man named Drummond Pike. And it was the foundation, I think, is funded to the extent of about $600 million. They give away many, many millions of dollars every year to these New Age causes and their own causes, their own foundations. Drummond Pike the Tide Center was the group that gave the money to Adbusters. George Soros has been one of those contributing to the Tide Center. But there's some very big money going into it, and money was given to kick this thing off, and then they've gotten lots of innocent people to put their own money into it.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question for Constance, probably there's nobody who knows more about the occult force behind the Occupy movement and everything else than Constance.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, once again, our guest is Constance Cumby, as we're going into the forces working behind the scenes, and there's so much information out there talking about the year 2012 and how much of this is real and how much of this is contrived to give you the impression that this is all prophetic. Well, I think there's a very real question that this is all contrived, but basically, of course, there are the predictions of Nostradamus, there are the predictions of the Mayan calendar ending the end of 2012. There is the material that was given to our good friend Lindsay Williams by Ken Fromm, who told Lindsay that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead, and that from the time that you see the collapse of the European currency, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. In other words, suggesting there's going to be a major financial collapse this year. And then, of course, we get to the writings of some of the ancient Hebrew philosophers that are talking about this very era, and we're talking about 200 or 300 years ago. But what most people don't understand is that the New Ages, the occultists, this worldwide occult movement that Constance talks about, has also picked this time, and they may very well be manipulating all of these other issues as a cover for what they're up to. Do you think is that what's really going on, Constance?
Well, I think the whole thing has been, the New Age movement is much more vast than anybody thinks. I remember back when I first started looking at it, when the first night I was learned what it was actually called, I had noticed the strong connection between forms of mysticism. And Western mysticism plays as deeply into this thing as Eastern mysticism. And I said to the woman, Phyllis, who had gotten to tell me about, she told me what it was called. She thought I was going to be somebody that wanted to be a participant.
You're going to have to hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay. I want you to pick up that thought right there.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Constance Cumby. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but certainly Constance began researching this back in about 1980. And she was talking about a conversation with a woman known as Phyllis, who was very high up in this movement. And, of course, she thought that Constance was going to be a member, a loyal member. And so she was quite frank with Constance, letting her know about this vast spiritual or mystical conspiracy that permeates every aspect of life in America, just about. But pick up the story there.
Okay, well, she was a little, at first, when I told her I'd read the Aquarian Conspiracy, she was a little hesitant at first, and she was testing the waters to see where I was coming from. And I had fortunately remembered reading in there that those who had showed any criticism, that they wouldn't tell anything more. So I said, well, Phyllis, I read that book, and it looked like a really well-written book to me. What's wrong with it? And at that point, she said, the movement is much, much larger than Marilyn Ferguson described it as being. Well, Marilyn Ferguson described it as being a worldwide movement with just behemoth proportions, and one that was they were seeking radical change, and that they had broken continuity with history, and that they were seeking power to disperse it to others. And she documented a worldwide movement that was just vast in its scope. And here this woman was telling me it was much larger than that. Now, Paul Hawken, who was a chronicler of Findhorn and a leader out front in the environmental end of the New Age movement, he had a book, and he called The Movement That Nobody Saw Coming. Well, yes, we saw it coming very clearly, but he had boasted about that if you put it in fine print and ran it for days, they wouldn't have room enough even to show you the list of the organizations that were involved in this thing. He's the one who wrote The Magic of Findhorn, and basically brought out some of the things that led to my writing The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, that, for example, that they were quite open about, that the spirits that were showing up to them were even identifying themselves as Satan himself, that they were the devil. You know, of course, I'm the devil. You've just said you love the devil. And then they were busy assuring them, no, no, you're not the devil. Christians were wrong with that. You're the great God Pan, which, interestingly enough, is listed in the Satanic Bible as a synonym for Satan. But anyway, this is the movement. These folks are plugged into something that's not of themselves and not of God. They're convinced they've tapped into great power, and there are other people in it for other motives, but folks, the ones that consider themselves the, quote, initiates, unquote, they know where this thing is from, and they honestly think they're on the winning team when they're backing Lucifer.
And basically, the point that they make is there's great power out there, and you can access that power. And you can use that power and the power of your mind to make anything happen you want to. There's a woman who's written a book called The Secret, and she put a DVD out, and she's got a book, and basically it's really a...
calling it Conscious Evolution, and then Irvin Laszlo included, Barbara Mark Hubbard included, and they're, but moreover now, dangerously, they're saying we all have to be on the same page together, or we can't make this quantum leap as a civilization. And so, therefore, those of us who don't go along as they make their, quote, ascension, unquote, we're cancerous cells in the global brain that need to be eliminated, and that this is our year, 2012, coming up. They're hoping will be our Carmageddon. Now, God's in control, and they can't accomplish much of anything until God permits it, and it's going to be to their detriment and not ours eventually when this thing comes down. But they do mean business this time around, and they're not going to let go of the Occupy movement because it is so pivotal to what they intend to do in 2012, which is usher in their new age.
And they are coordinated, and of course, these are the people who work through the media and the major publishers, who work through our major banks and through our corporations and through our military. And you have their occult cells there, satanic cells within the structure of the military itself. And this is why today it is illegal for a Christian minister to pray in the military in the name of Jesus Christ. How could that have happened? Well,
but it was quite all right for Jim Channon to give orders so that they were to pray Om and make these chants to pagan deities, and then he told them they had to follow orders.
Well, unfortunately,
it's all upside down.
Right. Basically, there's a conspiracy against God, against Christian God, and when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. But basically, this movement seems to have targeted the time that we're living in today, and certainly this next year is going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be a disastrous financially. I believe there are going to be more in the way of wars and chaos and certainly the breakdown of the very structure of our society. And people say that could not happen. Well, certainly it can happen when the economic structure of a nation begins to fail. We'll go right ahead, Constance.
Well, we're looking at something big, and we're looking at something very serious. And it's I think a lot of people want to believe the best of the Occupy Wall Street movements, and I'd like to see the best for a lot of folks that are down there, because there are hidden dangers on the rainbow that they now think that they're following, and that they I did not know what I knew about the New Age movement. If I didn't, knowing what I know about what happened with the mortgage crisis, knowing what I know about global governance, and knowing what I know about student tuition, I would be tempted to be out there with them. But knowing what I know about where this thing is taking and where it's structuring and how they're using it, I don't dare. And there's hidden dangers on that rainbow, and people need to come out from that as well. They are being used for chaos and to bring down a system to make what's bad even worse.
Well, if you really want to understand it, Chris, Constance wrote a wonderful book. It was called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. How many copies of that book were published? Do you have any idea?
I heard that there were 600,000 of the English in circulation. And that I know that, and I don't know what the accurate figure was with Huntington House, because when they went out of business 20 years after my book was published, I never did get an accurate accounting. I know that I've heard that the books were also bestsellers. I think the Dutch edition is still selling. In Germany, Norway, and Holland, and the Dutch-speaking colonies. And that the book did well there, and I was told there may have been some other editions that I wasn't even told about. Joe Carr insisted there probably was a Finnish edition that I hadn't even seen.
Well, we actually carry the book now because they're all used copies. I will have to admit that, mm-hmm. But they try to get them in good condition.
And if they can't get that, Dr. Stan, if they have access to a computer and they want to read it the way it looks on the screen, if they go to my blog spot, worldwideweb.cumbie.blogspot.com. I have a link that says Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and somebody stuck it up there. But it looks just exactly, which is fine. I gave people permission to do that. And it looks exactly like it would look in the book. And there's nothing that beats the book to take into the bathroom and read. You can't take a computer into the bathroom and read. But the people can access it, and in fact, they can. I think what we have up there, we even have index, so they can do searches on things. The book doesn't have an index as Huntington House released it, but what's up there, they can do a word search and find anything to their heart's content in the book.
And it's a book that's well worthwhile reading because it'll change your whole perspective. See, everybody knows that there's a problem out there. They think there's a conflict between communism and capitalism. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is all contrived. Now, many people believe, of course, that this is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy. Want to destroy the world and have everything ruled by the Jews over there and the Zionists and Israel. And this, of course, is another red herring to draw you away from understanding the man who, of course, produced this or pushed this philosophy. And Germany was Adolf Hitler. The man who pushed the philosophy in the United States was Adolf Hitler's close friend, a man named Henry Ford. And right there, of course, in Detroit, where Constance lives, Constance is
talking. Oh, actually, no, 30 miles north of Detroit. But,
right.
My heart's in Detroit, okay.
But basically, Constance has been to Henry's home there, and so I think you look in his library, there are all these books on theosophy, writings of Alice Bailey, and certainly on the spiritualism. Henry Ford was deeply involved with this whole world occult movement, which is why he backed both communism. He built the largest truck manufacturing plant anywhere in the world, and where did he build it? In Russia. And then he turned around and he built, of course, some of the largest factories to build trucks and tanks and cars in the world in Hitler's Germany. And then, of course, but people don't understand that they financed communism, they financed Nazism, but they work right here in the United States. And they are actually pushing this whole idea of a Jewish conspiracy, so you won't know what's really behind this. Would that be a fair appraisal to think, Constance?
Well, I was very, very interesting. He's been behind a number of things. He stirred people up against the Jews. He published the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. His library did have many books on the reappearance of the Christ. I could see those right behind the glass shelf. Rosicrucian works. I don't know if I saw any Alice Bailey on those shelves, but there were plenty of theosophical things on his personal library shelves. Sometimes events are held in his old mansion in Dearborn, and not infrequently, you'll be invited to a wedding reception or a conference of some type out there. And so I've had the opportunity to look over his book collection several times.
What now did he actually have? Were they books there by Madame Blavatsky, or what were the theosophical books?
There were
books?
Theosophical books, and some were dealing directly with their new expected Christ. They were expecting Krishnamurti as their Messiah in 1929, and Ford had several books up on his shelf dealing with that topic, as I recall.
Okay, fine.
He was admittedly into theosophy very deeply. He also was, for a while, he was tied up with Frank Buckman And a lot of people think that was a Christian influence, but Frank Buckman was attempting his own New Age revolution. And in fact, the Lucis Trust people are deeply networked with the old Frank Buckman people, who have a castle in Switzerland. And it's a place in Switzerland, and moral rearmament. And he was calling for the New World Order, all the same things. It was basically theosophy with a Christian veneer.
And, of course, they just love to use Christianity to push their anti-Christian philosophy, and they're so expert at it. And the average individual cannot understand what's really going on. What if you have a question? We only have a few more minutes for this segment of the program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Constance Cumby. Constance, how can people get to your website? How can they get your material?
Oh, interesting. Okay, they go over to, I maintain a blog spot, and I maintain an archive spot where folks can go pull down resources. And if you just go to, just type in, if you can't remember anything else, just type in my last name, but spell it correctly. Although Google's so efficient, you might find it if you spell it incorrectly, but if you just type in C-U-M-B-E-Y on Google, or one of the search engines, chances are the first thing that will come up is My Perspective, which is my blog spot, which is www.cumby.blogspot.com. But Google is so efficient, I don't bother memorizing many addresses anymore. I just type in C-U-M-B-E-Y and click the first link that comes up that will take you there, generally speaking. And then I have some links, and I have downloads for presentation. But I also have a direct link to the Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. They can read the book there. But then they can also go to the other one that said Presentations for Downloading and click on that, and there's virtually a library of things. I put up their papers, back papers, and research and presentations that they can pull down. And you're welcome. They're welcome to copy them and share them with their friends.
And how can people hear your radio program?
I'm on twice a week on the microeffect.com, God willing. There's a New Ager on just before me and a New Ager on just right after me. The one right after me being extremely militant. But I'm on from, I get my platform from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern time. And that's worldwideweb.themicroeffect.com. I understand that there are stations that pull it down, and I understand that there's satellite stations that pick it up, but I couldn't tell you which one. But if you just go to the microeffect and turn it on, and you put some speakers on your computer, you can hear it beautifully and participate in the chat room just beside.
And you really get a pretty good listening audience, don't you?
Yes, we do. In fact, generally, we run anywhere between number 4 and number 12 on the rankings. We were a little bit below that tonight. We do have a pretty good audience participation.
And really what's so interesting is I do the program on Micro Effect Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and from 4 to 5 Pacific time. And Constance does it Tuesdays and Thursdays, so our audiences overlap. But people are getting educated about things they have never heard of before. And once they begin to understand the spiritual component of what's going on, their whole perspective changes. And now, of course, they're not trapped in this idea of right, left, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, because they're all controlled by the same people. An awful lot of people in the Republican Party are very sincere. An awful lot of people in the Democrat Party are very sincere, and neither side realize that this whole thing is contrived, and the controversy is contrived, and neither side is allowed to tell the people the truth. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, it's certainly the truth is hard to get at these days, but you have to have the love of the truth to see through this thing, and basically I think people should do their own research and also pray over the information that they're getting. I think people need to pray that God will show them what's of Him and what is not.
And basically, they're putting out all sorts of fraudulent information. They mean they have people who are paid as propagandists. They said they are using the internet, they're using magazines and newspapers, using television, they're using says press releases. Everything, of course, to keep people from seeing how this all fits together. And not only the political and geopolitical design, but the spiritual forces at work directing the course of world events. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Our guest, Constance Cumby. Well, Constance, we've got 3 minutes, and we'll let you go. It's getting late back there, but you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great...
The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, used copies, but important to read. And I don't like getting things off the computer. I like to read them. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set of interviews with Constance where we go into all aspects of this called The Aquarian Conspiracy, titled after Marilyn Ferguson's prophetic book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, because she tells you that there are millions of people in the United States involved in this, and of course, as the New Agers will tell you, she grossly underestimates what it's about. Then we have a DVD, it's called The Emergence, a talk that Constance gave when she was with us here back, 3 or 4 years ago. It's called The Emergence, a DVD. And they're all available by calling 1-800-5800. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Because these organizations overlap things like the Bohemian Grove. And, of course, we have a four-CD set on the Bohemian Grove, where, of course, they, even if you ask for